It's Thursday, October 28th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God, American pastor Jean-Pierre Michel is free after being kidnapped in Haiti by the 400 Mwozo gang earlier this month. Reportedly, $550,000 was paid for Pastor Michael's release. Unfortunately, the 17 mostly American missionaries who were kidnapped this month by the same gang are still missing. The gang has demanded a $17 million ransom. Kidnappings across Haiti are up 2.5 times this year compared with last year. People across the nation joined a strike on Monday to protest the wave of kidnappings. A new census by the Roman Catholic Church found the number of Catholics is falling in Europe while rising in Africa and Asia. From 2018 to 2019, the number of Catholics in Europe decreased by nearly 300,000, while the number increased by 8.3 million in Africa, by 5.3 million in America, and by 1.9 million in Asia. The number of Catholic bishops is slightly down, while the number of priests is up, mostly in Africa and Asia. Liberty Council is representing members from all 5 branches of the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors against the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate. The plaintiffs have all submitted religious exemption requests, but they have been told there are no exemptions. Military plaintiffs have even been told that submitting such a request will get them a dishonorable discharge. Worse yet, they'll lose their valuable pensions. Liberty Council noted that the plaintiffs, quote, hold sincere religious beliefs against the COVID shots, that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and to defile it is a sin against God, end quote. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 says, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If you're being forced to take the COVID shot at your workplace, visit the website lc.org/exempt. That's lc.org/exempt. On Monday, the city of Mason became the second city in Ohio to pass a sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance. Mason joins 40 other cities across America in criminalizing abortion. The ordinance prohibits performing or aiding an abortion, as well as abortion-inducing drugs. Councilman Mike Gilb said protecting life is a fundamental part of his job.
I'm here to protect life. To me, it's a fundamental issue. If the foundations be destroyed, what do we have left? I'm not here just to decide how bright the streetlights should be or where the next roundabout should go. Those things are certainly important issues, but they're not as fundamental as protecting life.
Psalm 11, verses 3 and 4 asks, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. On Monday, Republican Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed an executive order instructing state agencies to resist the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate. Ivey wrote, quote, the federal government's outrageous overreach has simply given us no other option but to begin taking action, which is why I am issuing this executive order to fight these egregious COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Alabamians and Americans alike should and must have the choice to roll up their sleeves to get this shot, and certainly not forced by government. While President Biden laughs at the idea of protecting your freedoms, I will continue fighting for Alabama businesses and their employees, end quote. The U.S. budget deficit for 2021 stands at $2.77 trillion, the second highest on record. The highest on record is the $3.13 trillion deficit from 2020. The deficits come from the U.S. government's massive spending in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The 2021 deficit represents 12.4% of the U.S. gross domestic product, down from the 2020 deficit at 15% of GDP. And finally, a report by Springtide Research Institute found that nearly 75% of young people today say they are religious. However, most young people aged 13 to 25 have no formal ties to any religious community. And only 16% of the demographic said their faith community is a place they turn to in times of uncertainty. Young people who identify as Protestant were the most likely to say they were part of a religious community. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, October 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.